Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, I'm Evelyn Uribe, and I was part of the production team on The Estate. Welcome to our third bonus episode of the season. Today, you will listen to Angelina and Calvin as they navigate the streets of Stockton, visiting the key locations that form the background of our story, from downtown to the spots where the liquor stores were. This tape was originally 4.5 hours long, capturing Angelina's first trip to Stockton, as she discovered the city and delved into the story of Calvin Jones and Rosalio Estrada. Here are some fragments of Angelina and Calvin's ride along. Enjoy the episode.
It is Wednesday at 9:45. I'm headed out the door to go see a Mr. Calvin Jones.
Hi, Snow.
Hola, Tio Lupe.
Okay. So what do I need to do here? I need to just go straight.
Go past these lights. Then at the next set, turn left. At the lights, use the left two lanes to merge onto I-5 South.
Where is Mr. Calvin at? We got Tacos El Gruyense here on the right. Is this Mr. Calvin? Hello, Mr. Jones. Good. I am so sorry I'm running late this morning. Are you leaving? Okay, I was nervous. I thought maybe Miss Deborah kicked you out or something. I see you here on this street corner with a bag of clothes.
Yeah, we gotta take stuff to the Salvation Army.
That's good. Okay, I'll, should I park or?
Well, I'll come right up.
Okay.
I just gotta get my shoes. I've been ready.
Okay, great. I'll just, I'll pull out in front right here.
Okay,
sounds good. Tell your wife I say hi.
When you come back, I guess we can start over at the store across the street.
Okay, you tell me the route, sir. Also, I am rolling, by the way, just so you know.
Okay.
What I was thinking is, I need to understand South Stockton. And so, what are some major places in South Stockton? Maybe where was that? Where did you used to live when you met Rosie?
Right around the corner,
right here. Oh, great.
Everything is in this area.
Everything is in this area.
Right.
We should have went walking instead. Did you live here really your whole life right here in South Stockton?
Yes. Cole Street down this street. Went through redevelopment, moved up this way from where the freeway came through.
So there are some beautiful buildings here.
Yep.
In South Stockton, beautiful old buildings. Look at that apartment building. That's like a beautiful, it almost looks like a cream brick on this corner with these nice balconies. It's a different type of architecture than I've really seen in other parts of Stockton.
Yeah, this is the part of Stockton where, as a young person, you want to turn right at this corner that we couldn't come to.
Why?
It was just off limits to black and brown people.
Oh, was this white Stockton?
Yep.
Magnolia Historic District. It certainly isn't white Stockton anymore.
No, not anymore. Okay, this coming up is Mr. Michael's used to be offices right here.
On this corner?
Located right here.
Right here.
Right.
I'm just gonna parked right here off okay. the street. So, describe to me where we are.
Well, I guess this used to be downtown. More or less downtown Stockton. And I'll say middle of Stockton right now.
Can you describe it a little bit to me? Like, what does it look like?
Today or back then?
Back then and today.
This was the most commercial, where most of your attorney's office was, doctor's office. All those things used to be in this part of town because it was close to the courthouses, only like four blocks away. So this was like a business for doctors, lawyers, architects, professional area. And yet professional people lived in the house around here.
But you said something interesting, that back in the day.
We never came here unless we went to a doctor somewhere downtown down here. But as far as coming here just to, like, visit the park and stuff, no, we never came here.
Why?
It was kind of, we just didn't do it. It was kind of like known that this wasn't for us, you know, not to play, not to enjoy, I guess. We just knew our place back then.
All right, let's take a look at Dr. or Mr.
Attorney
Michael's office. Okay.
Here's his office right here. This was a driveway that where you went through. I'll show you where Lee June Williams lived at.
Lee June Williams is the woman who was a witness.
Yes, who testified in my trial. She saw Mr. Hall get out of the car, and she saw a white person in the back slumped over, and she identified Hall, Mr. Hall, and some other person coming out of the driveway. It was raining and all that stuff that night. So his office was here, and this was his building, Mr. Michael's building.
It's literally right across the street from Attorney Michael's office.
Yeah, this was New York Life Insurance office right here. Okay, this is a parking lot right here where they claim Mr. Velio was killed at or whatever.
The latest version that I heard in the court documents is that this is where he was accosted.
Right.
That this is where someone held him at gunpoint and made him go back into his vehicle, back into his car, and then forced him to drive to another location.
Yes, this is that. This is this location. But you, if you notice, there's one detective who's telling you all of this, right? His name is Ross. This is his interpretation. But nobody really knows if that really happened.
Who puts Virgilio here? Who are all the people who...
Williams and Ross.
Attorney Michaels doesn't put him here?
No.
Nobody else sees Virgilio here?
No. No one else sees no one here. They don't even see a car here except Lee June Williams.
Which, if this structure remained the same, I mean, it's a one-story building that kind of wraps around the block. It's a very open parking lot. From here, from the street, I can see all the cars that are in the parking lot from here.
Right.
It's pretty open. It's not hidden by other structures. It's not a narrow parking lot.
So, like I was saying, that you literally can walk from Michael's office to New York Life. This is where Raywan Quinn, the agent, this was his office right here.
Where? Do you remember what floor?
No, not really. But it's supposed to have been the scene of the crime.
Well, where it starts.
Where it starts. But no one really knows.
So we know on this street is Attorney Michael's office,
where, according to the prosecution, Virgilio arrived in the early evening. Then he, according to the prosecution, was accosted from that parking lot, driven out, and you will show me the...
Go straight,
okay.
The estate will be back after the break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, so you talk about this part right here to the right.
Yep. This is where they found Virgilio's body.
Right.
Let's see if I can find a spot to park. Okay. Can you tell me what were some of the, like, the buildings around each one?
This used to be the post office.
That one, that big building right there?
That was the main post office. The big building here was a telephone company. I know we used to have to come down and pay our bills. The telephone company. This stayed a doctor's office. And this was just a... like the car dealerships, all that stuff was down here. You had all your major car dealers. They were all located in this area.
But what's crazy to me is that this is a pretty public area. Like, yeah. Why would you, if you had to kill somebody, right? Like, if I had to kill somebody, I wouldn't kill them in the middle of, like, not the middle of downtown, but on the outskirts of downtown in a park.
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, how did nobody see that?
They had people out here that saw him out here. I don't know. I mean, I really don't know.
But then also, to be fair, it was December 31st, so those places were closed.
All of them.
You know, the post office is closed,
right.
The phone company is closed, the bank is closed. So to be fair, you wouldn't have had employees, you know, getting into their cars or whatever
Not around. Whatever time they claim it happened.
Yeah. But it seems like a very nice park. Lots of trees. There's not really a lot of benches. There's a little area right here where you can do some exercise. Do you know where they said that they found him?
No.
Well, it has, you know, it's not a secluded park by any means. Where are we off to next, Calvin?
What do you want to see next?
Yeah, just, I think, to check out your side of town. Check out maybe where you went to school. Go look at your house where you lived. Look at the liquor stores, the construction business.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right, we'll go from there.
Okay.
This is the hospital where they went to.
Where they brought Virgilio?
Right.
Okay. Oh, so I see we are at the intersection of Harding and California Street. And everything south of Harding was considered South Stockton.
Right.
Got it.
North Stockton.
Got it. Well, this
I mean, back this way. South.
Yeah.
Right. Well, to us, it was just off limits as a young person.
I understand. Wow, this is beautiful. That's an old, beautiful city hall.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just get out real quick.
Okay.
Calvin, what are some of the things that you used to do here at City Hall?
We come to city protest mostly.
Protest what?
Conditions, working conditions, stuff like that. Advocate for housing, all that stuff back in the day.
But you used to drive up from South Stockton
right.
with Rosie to come here where your people don't live, where
yeah.
you don't hang out at the parks.
Right.
To come and complain at City Hall?
Yeah.
You were never scared?
No. I'm not afraid of White Fox. Never have been. But no, we come here almost, Rosie did more than I did. He was up here almost every week on an issue.
You've been at City Hall since you've been back too?
I got a lawsuit going on right now with the police department and the city.
Calvin,
I'm suing them right now.
You're suing them right now?
Yeah.
Why are you suing the city right now?
They informed me that I couldn't go into the cannabis business because I was an ex-felon. And that's illegal. And I believe that what they're doing is that they're discriminating against a class of people, blacks and browns. We come out of prison, you got a felony record. And how can you stop me in this city and the state? And cannabis laws doesn't say I can't participate because I'm an ex-felon. Only the city of Stockton, who the police department have to agree to give you a permit to work in the industry or own a license. And I have a right to work in that industry.
I hear you.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I'll find however I can to make some money. I guess it's not in the cannabis business.
It's not really about the money and stuff. It's about the fairness and letting the younger people know. And I try to let the guys who are dealing so-called illegal drugs and showing them where they got to get legal in the system. The way you make the money is become legal. And they saying that they can't get in it because of certain things like the so-called act that the city have put on them. And it's a selective process. So if I don't fight it, who's gonna fight it? There's no blacks in the industry, there's no Mexicans in the cannabis industry in Stockton. That's ridiculous. We buy it, we smoke it, but we can't be part of it? That's crazy. No, that's gotta change. To me, I'm doing a disservice to the minority community by accepting injustice. And that's how I could help, I believe. Maybe I can't, but that's what I believe.
Why is it so important for you to help, Calvin? Why?
During my lifetime coming up, I was around like Cesar Chavez, people like him, that, and Dolores Paredes, who really was dedicated to causes, right? And me and Rosie was dedicated to injustices back then for justice. You know, we started with the farm workers. We knew the conditions of the Filipinos because we went to school with them. And actually the Filipinos started the farm labor movement. We used to work with them all the time. I mean, they were our neighbors. We lived next door to them. So we understood their plight.
We'll be back with more after the break.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Do you ever wish you could become a detective and help find the clues to the case? How about all of that in a mobile game that you can take anywhere? In June's Journey, each scene leads to a new, thrilling storyline. Uncover the mystery of June's sister's murder and find out about scandalous family secrets. The gameplay lets you find hidden clues as you investigate a murder mystery. Escape to a bygone age of mystery, danger, and romance. Let your imagination run wild when decorating your island estate and collect scraps of information to fill your photo album and learn more about each character. Whether you're craving a good mystery or looking for an escape, you can immerse yourself in the world of June Parker. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game with a captivating detective story taking you back to the glamour of the 1920s with a diverse cast of characters. Each new scene takes you further through a thrilling murder mystery story that sets the main protagonist, June Parker, on a quest to solve the murder of her sister and uncover her family's many secrets. I travel so much while working that I personally love to play it while sitting around airports with all that free time I have. Can you crack the case? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Okay, you're gonna let me know where I need to go, sir?
Just go straight up here and turn left. We built this hotel right here.
Which one?
Right here on the corner.
The Howard Johnson?
Yeah.
But it wasn't the Howard Johnson back then, or it was?
It was Motel 6.
Oh, so it used to be a Motel 6.
Right.
And you built the Motel 6.
Yeah.
Or it was called something different back then.
No, it was a Motel 6 back then.
So
we built it for a company called Specialty Restaurants. They had a bunch of them.
So you built it for Specialty Restaurants?
Yeah.
This right here on the corner. That's pretty big.
Yeah, we're the first minority contractor to build something like this in Stockton. Now, this area here, all this was considered South Stockton. I'll show you where we had one of our stores, liquor stores in this area.
Did you and Rosie have any business over here?
Just a store over there. We service this whole area.
Oh, you service this whole area.
Yeah. So we knew everybody because they'd come in the store.
Oh my goodness. You were a businessman, sir.
Yeah, well.
You had stores on two locations on Martin Luther King Drive.
Not on Martin Luther King, off in that area. But on each corner of where Stockton was, like this was the end of Stockton. Then we had the other one on Main Street, right in the main part of Stockton.
This was yours right here?
Right.
I'm gonna take a picture of it.
Okay.
Was it similar to this building?
Yeah, it's all the same.
It's the same building?
Yeah, this here.
But who did you service here? Like who were your clients over here?
Over here?
Yeah.
Predominantly middle class, well, so-called middle class, whites, blacks.
Then
it became predominantly black area.
Mm-hmm.
And just everybody in this community.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only store out here.
You were the only store out here?
Yeah.
Back in the day?
Back in the day, we're the only liquor store. So we had, our clientele was really, we had a large clientele.
Let's go take a look at your other liquor store. What once was. So you had the liquor store right here. This was also Port City Liquors.
Right.
But this was the one that was on Main Street?
Oh, Main Street.
Because this is Main Street right here.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the liquor store on Main Street.
The White House with the trim next to the bakery.
Yep.
I lived there. That's where I was raised.
That's where you were raised?
Yeah.
Right here on Main Street. What was this neighborhood like when you were growing up?
Middle class. Still a lot of white people lived here. And
so it seems like it was a mixed neighborhood then?
Mixed neighborhood. Real mixed. Yeah. Blacks.
Were there Latinos at that time or no?
Yeah.
What was your construction business like? Did you have a nice office?
Yeah, okay.
Tell me, describe it. Tell it to me. Like, as if we were walking in right now, what would it look like?
A reception center, had secretary, and we had the architectural design on one side. We had, in the back, we had our computers. Then we had our offices. It was business office. Rosie had his office. I had mine. And Tony Virgilio had his.
Where would you guys go to lunch?
Downtown.
You would go to lunch downtown, all three of you?
No, just me and Rosie. He was only part of us through the construction. Me and Rosie were way back. He was just somebody that came along. He was good in his field of what he knew of how to run jobs, do that kind of. He knew the business, right?
I almost feel like we're in the middle of nowhere now, Calvin. I do. Where are you taking me?
Back to my house.
Thank you, Calvin.
Okay, thank
All
you.
All right, you have a good day,
okay,
sir.
Okay, and I'll send you any information you
Yeah.
need.
Bye, sir.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed our podcast, please help us with a 5-star rating, write a review, and share it with your friends. The complete first season of The Estate is available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Estate was produced by Sonoro in partnership with Tenderfoot TV. Hosted by me, Alex Estrada and Angelina Mosier Salazar. Reported by Angelina Mosier Salazar. Investigated by Angelina Mosier Salazar, Alex Estrada, and Evelyn Uribe. Written by Angelina Mosier Salazar and Alex Estrada, with help from Evelyn Uribe and Carlos Arenado. Edited by Ross Terrell and Jasmine Romero. Fact check by Sarah Moda and Evelyn Uribe. Mix and sound design by Manuel Parra and Daniel Padilla. Engineering by Josh Hahn, Sam Baer, and Brett Tubin at the Relic Room in New York City. Original music by Ernesto Aguirre. Our theme song is by Marcus Bagala. Executive produced by Alex Estrada. From Sonoro, executive producers are Joshua Weinstein and Camila Victoriano. From Tenderfoot TV, executive producers are Donald Albright and Payne Lindsay. Special thanks to Lisa Pollack, Sarah Boannon, Christian Yatar, Rodrigo Crespo, Carmen Graterol, and Adriana Broger.